for the project. That reversed an earlier decision from 2014 that had the tribe's request to build the casino on the parcel it purchased in 1992. Yesterday, Governor Laura Kelly, the CEO of Schwann's, and the mayor of Salina announced they'll be building a new 400,000-square-foot expansion to their facilities, which Schwann's says will create hundreds of jobs for Salina. Schwann's says the expansion will create over 200 new full-time jobs by 2023. Mid-America Network News.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midterm financing on sporting Sorento, Optimus, OLED, Stinger, Duke, KLM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A Republican leader in the Kansas legislature is accusing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's top public health administrator of using a misleading presentation to bolster their argument for requiring people to wear masks in public. House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins' criticism yesterday came as a debate raged over imposing mandates to get the coronavirus under control. Hawkins' criticism of Dr. Lee Norman came after the CEO of the small government free market think tank suggested that Norman had doctored a chart used in a news conference last week. Norman acknowledged the chart might have caused confusion, but said its central point that masks work remains valid. Police in Topeka continuing to search for suspects in the death of a woman who was killed by a stray bullet as she stood in her front yard. That shooting happening late Wednesday night as 62-year-old Jerry Lynn Ross was in her yard. Police say she was an innocent bystander caught in crossfire of two parties shooting at each other. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska's public and private colleges are all forging ahead with plans to resume in-person classes this month, but will take new steps to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Representatives for Nebraska's three state colleges and 13 private colleges say students will see socially distanced classrooms, less strict attendance policies, and mask mandates on campuses throughout the state. Colleges are also planning on-campus temperature screenings. The state college system includes publicly funded Chadron, Peru, and Wayne State Colleges. University of Nebraska, which is separate from the state colleges, outlined similar plans for its fall classes last month. A legislative staffer who previously worked as a lobbyist and child advocate has been chosen as Nebraska's next Inspector General for Child Welfare. Jennifer Carter will serve as a legislative watchdog over Nebraska's Child Welfare Services. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8. 800-288-8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. After last Tuesday's primary, John Unger led Lisa Mosier for the 106th District State Representative race by 12 votes. Once advance mail-in ballots were counted, Unger's lead was cut in half to just 6 votes. There are 117 provisional ballots that will be counted by each county's Board of Canvassers. Marshall County has 52, Washington County 37, Republic 29, and Jewell County 4. The provisional votes were counted yesterday in Republic, Jewell, and Washington counties, and Lisa Mosier has pulled ahead of Unger in the Republican primary. She is now ahead by 7 votes, 2,699 to 2,692. That leaves 52 provisional votes in Marshall County to finalize the election. Not all provisionals will be eligible to be counted for various reasons. The Board of Canvassers in Marshall County will meet at 9 a.m. on Thursday. The winner of the Republican primary will face Democrat Jim Swim in the general election in November. With schools starting around the listening area soon, health concerns are at the top of the list. Kids will be wearing masks, temperatures will be taken, but Tammy Stoll from the Marshall County Health Department said there are a few other things that parents can do as well.
Parents need to wash masks for at least on a weekly basis. Wash in water bottles. Keep your kids home if they're sick. If they act like they don't feel well, or if they're running a fever, even if they got a scratchy throat or just feeling unwell, keep them home.
Stoll talked about things to do to help keep kids healthy.
Make sure that they're eating properly, staying hydrated, vitamins if they need to, but keeping their hands washed, keeping your distance from other individuals, covering coughs, just the general respiratory etiquette that is recommended. But in COVID time, especially, trying to keep your distance, which is difficult for children.
Stoll also said that vaccinations are also important. Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinic Tuesday, August 11th at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 4:30 to 7, and Thursday, August 13th at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org. Work began on Highway 103 south of Diller yesterday. The Nebraska Department of Transportation said the project includes road work and bridge repair. DOT project manager Ron Klaus said the road is just worn out.
It's been a long time since we've done any repair on the road, and the bridge needs some repair done to it. And then when we get done with the bridge, then we put a waterproofing membrane on it and then cover it up with asphalt. What they're doing is trying to preserve the bridge.
The contract for the repair work is nearly $1.7 million. The work starts at the bridge just south of Diller and will be shut down to one lane for approximately 4 weeks. The project will then continue south up to the Highway 8 junction. The entire project is expected to be finished by late October. Evelyn R. Richardson, age 89 of Marysville, passed away August 9th. Funeral service will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 10 to 9 with family receiving guests from 4 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, who is in charge of the arrangements for Evelyn Richardson. Melba Coffey, age 96, passed away June 21st. Memorial service will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church with a private graveside service to follow. Mass and social distancing is requested for those attending the funeral. The service will be broadcast live on Kinsley Mortuary's Facebook page, who is in charge of the arrangements for Melba Coffey.
Thursday, Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, baked fish, rice, broccoli, a whole wheat roll, strawberry and bananas. Friday, turkey and Swiss, potato soup, California blend, whole wheat bread, and fruited jello.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front moving across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, moving off towards the east southeast. This is going to bring a little bit of some clouds, some isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We have another system that will be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. Another frontal boundary will move into the area, becoming stationary, bringing ongoing chances of off and on showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures, it looks like, will continue in the 80s. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, temperatures around 70. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny skies, we'll see more chances for some showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
The fate of college sports and one NBA team's surprising surge. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports as the Power Five conferences weigh the risks associated with a fall sports season amid the pandemic. University presidents from the Big Ten and the Pac-12 conferences are both scheduled to meet and possibly vote on the matter later today. Many players and coaches have taken to social media to express their support for a season, including Nebraska head coach Scott Frost.
I feel 100% certain that the safest place for our players in regards to coronavirus is right here, where there's structure, where there's testing, where there's medical supervision.
The Mountain West Conference joined the Mid-American Conference late Monday in postponing its fall sports season, including football. To the NBA, the Lakers got a small taste of playoff basketball against the Nuggets.
Ball's into Anthony Davis. Looks like Davis hands it to Kuz. Three for the win. He got it!
The call on ESPN LA 710. Kuzma's three at the buzzer lifted Los Angeles past Denver 124-121. This is ABC Sports. In other NBA action, the Phoenix Suns' dominant run in the Orlando bubble continued.
Back out for Booker now. Shot clock down to 7 seconds. Booker way out on the perimeter. May need some help. He's going to have to put up a long three.
Oh, my!
Shazam!
On ESPN 620, Devin Booker's team high 35 points helped the Suns overcome a slow start as they throttled the Thunder 128-101 to improve the 6-0 in the restart. Phoenix's win also moves them a game back of the Memphis Grizzlies for the eighth seed in the Western Conference. Despite being the first team eliminated from the NHL restart, the New York Rangers gave their fans something to cheer about after they were awarded the top pick in Monday's draft lottery. Canadian winger Alexis Lafreniere is believed to be the consensus number one pick. The NHL draft is tentatively scheduled for October 9th. Derek Dennis, ABC.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you are looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
This weekend, come and join the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments. A glow run. Truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contests. Kids bike races, helicopter rides. Of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Baby this weekend for the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Pork exports trend lower in June, but remain on a record pace, but it was another tough month for beef exports. June exports of U.S. pork fell below year-ago levels for the first time this year, but exports are remaining on a record pace, according to data by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports down sharply from a year ago in June, reflecting lingering impact of a temporary slowdown in beef production, combined with restrictions on food service and a weakened economy in major import markets. June pork totaled 207,181 metric tons, down 3% from a year ago. Export value did fall 9%, but exports continue to trend higher than a year ago to China and Hong Kong, were the lowest since October. Exports also increased year over year in the Caribbean, Honduras, Taiwan, and other Asian regions. June beef exports were close to the May lows, down 33% from a year ago at 79,013 metric tons. With value falling 32%, exports were below year-ago levels in most markets, but did trend higher to Canada. Environmental groups say the EPA should not renew over-the-top dicamba use without further independent research. A new report out for the National Wildlife Federation and some others suggests dicamba herbicide pose serious threats to wild plants and the wildlife that depends on them. The report says the EPA should not renew over-the-top product registration unless and until independent research shows that the certainty that dicamba formulations will not cause off-target injury to crops and wild plants, including from vapor drift. The group say there's mounting evidence suggesting that current dicamba products and uses are causing unreasonable adverse effects on the environment, even when used as specified on the label. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll look at the latest crop progress report that was just released at a few states at a time as the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is progressing through South Dakota right now at about 80% complete, Montana near 50% complete, Idaho 33, Oregon 61, and Washington up there in the far northwest at 38%. The momentum should continue with favorable conditions expected right now. The wheat data of the 354 samples collected, 335 are in testing as of right now. Good overall test weight and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change. Protein increased once again to 12%. We'll look at this week in comparison to last week. The moisture content right now at 10.4% in comparison to the 11.1% tested last week. The protein again goes up to 12% in comparison to 11.9% of last week. We'll look at the test weights again coming in at 80.6. The foreign material still at 0.2% and the damage still very limited at 0.2%. We'll look now at the weather as most areas have not been harvested. They do expect hot and generally dry conditions coming up in the next week, which certainly will help things favorable along and move forward quickly. As the crop conditions right now, early reports from Montana indicating a impressive crop with high test weights, protein, and yields. However, up at the far northwest, Washington and Oregon, Idaho, they're also reporting sound crops as well with above average yields. In comparison to the five-year average, the moisture levels are certainly higher, but the protein right now, as well as the test weights, are a bit lower. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update, as well as all market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're growing cereals for silage and looking for improved performance, check out AgriPro brand wheat varieties SY Monument and SY Grit. Wheat is an insurable crop and from a risk management standpoint has a lower cost of production.
Plus, you can have the option to take a grain harvest.
Popular in the panhandle of Texas, SY Monument and SY Grit have earlier maturity than triticale, saving water and creating an opportunity to get the next crop into the ground sooner. For local yield data or to book seed, call your AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates are available at AgriProWheat.com.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFly.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We are talking again today about water, how important it is, how there are some haves and have-nots. After this,
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
It is not unusual for people to get into battles over water. The simple fact is there is not enough to go around. Oh, you may live in an area where there is plenty of water, or you may live in an area where water is scarce. The growing global demand for water is creating tensions among communities, between farmers and city dwellers, between people and governments. And those tensions are expected to increase as water scarcity becomes a reality for more people. According to the United Nations, as many as 5 billion people could experience water shortages by the year 2050. Right now, there are 2 billion worldwide who don't have running water or indoor plumbing, which is an odd way to introduce our gardening guru, Jim Fazell. But he's talking about water and the need to conserve it and not waste it, especially if you are in an area that has plenty of water. And Jim recalls over the years that even in the Midwest, there have been efforts to rob Peter to pay Paul, in a manner of speaking.
Another thing that happened was an attempt by the western states to get their fists on this Great Lakes water that we have here through Minnesota and Michigan. And the strange thing about it is it wouldn't have had to take any infrastructure to do it, because there are pipelines that run between the state of Colorado, for instance, and the state of Illinois, which carry oil, gas, so forth this direction. Well, all you have to do is turn those things around and run water the other direction, and you've got water. So they could use these same pipelines to do that, and they were anxious to do that. And the only thing that saved us was Canada and their Joint Commission on Water, which said, no, it's going to go to the states that are adjoining and the provinces adjoining the Great Lakes. That's it. Fortunately, that saved us, because if we really tried to supply a lot of these western states, we'd be in the same situation some of the far west states are, where the Colorado River dries up before it gets to the Gulf of California down in Mexico. There's no water left to go down there. So we are really, really fortunate here. And we don't want to waste this stuff. I mentioned these people watering after we had an inch and a half of rain. This is silly. First of all, the grass doesn't need it. It can hurt the grass, especially hurt the trees that are planted in the lawns. I had a call from some folks that said, our grass is dying out here, and we water it. So I went out and got out of my car to walk into the lawn, and lo and behold, I sank in. And I said, what are you doing? They said, well, we're in a drought, so we're watering every day.
How much you should water tomorrow with Jim Fazell. Back after this.
An invitation to the 51st Annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend from Blue Valley Technologies, Farmers Cooperative, and the Smart Truck Line. The annual Beatty Milo Fest begins Friday with a petting zoo, pony rides, and kitty carnival at 6, a glow run and fireworks at 9. Saturday activities include the truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, helicopter rides, frog jump, cornhole tournament, kids pedal pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. The full schedule is now online on Facebook. the annual Beatty Milo Festival, and your invitation from Blue Valley Technologies, featuring telephone, cellular, wireless internet, and BVTV, state-of-the-art technology, people-focused service. Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your grain, agronomy, tires, energy, and lubricant needs. Farmers Cooperative. And Smart Truck Line, when you need it hauled, haul it right. Make the smart choice, Smart Truck Line of Beatty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The college football season hanging in the balance as more universities are delaying their fall seasons until the spring. Clayton Neville reports the Power Five conferences have yet to make an announcement on their plans for the upcoming season.
The Tarleton State Texans were scheduled to play 11 games in their inaugural Division I season, including 7 against other FCS programs. But the Texans, like many other FCS schools, won't play now until the spring. University President James Hurley says the delay became inevitable when the NCAA said it would postpone the FCS championship if more than 50% of its programs canceled their fall seasons.
The decision was made somewhat for us, but we were starting to lean in that direction.
This is the Power Five football conferences debate the start for their seasons. Announcements expected as early as this week. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
And I'm Rick Everett. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limit your financing on sporting Sorento, Optima, Solex, Singer, and Ducan, and with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Santa Barbara, California Foresters claimed the 2020 NBC World Series powered by Evergy title and their eighth NBC championship in franchise history last night at X Stadium in Wichita. They defeated the Cheney Diamond Dogs 12-3. After a day off yesterday, the Kansas City Royals will be back in action tonight, beginning a two-game series with the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch this evening is at 5:40. Reports indicate one of the biggest college football conferences in the country, the Big Ten, will not play this fall. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump believes it's best for the student-athletes to play ball.
He is very much would like to see college football safely resume their sport. And as he mentioned in that tweet, a lot of these college athletes, you know, work their whole lives to get, you know, 4 years. Sometimes if they're redshirted an extra year, if they're lucky, they work their whole lives for this moment. And he'd like to see them have a chance to live out their dream.
Mid-America Network Sports.
If you have livestock or know someone who does, you have access to an abundance of fertilizer. It's all about using manure in the lawn and garden today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfphealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 11th, the 224th day of the year. The Beatles film Help had its U.S. premiere on this night in 1965. Livestock manure is a viable fertilizer and soil amendment for the lawn and garden. But there are some important things to know. Raw manure is generally not recommended. The concentrated nutrients can easily burn your plants. Sheep and poultry manure are especially hot. It's best to first compost the material, which also helps tame odors and eliminates weed seed that may be present. To prevent pathogens from contaminating surface waters, don't apply manure where it could leach into streams or riverbanks. And finally, do some research on which types are best for your needs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated showers, and thunderstorms overnight. We'll see temperatures around 70. For tomorrow, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at 70. Right now, it's 68.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
KNDY.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Talk to me. Whiskey River, don't.